I mean, it must be a great feeling for a local lad to score the winner for Linfield here at Windsor Park today.
Oh, it is, you know, every time you score, no matter who you play for, it's a good feeling. But I think today, after the wee dip in form I had there of the four and the trot without a win, I think today the main thing was about getting 3 points.
Good corner, new merit. Great feeling to see it hit the net, wasn't it?
I think all day Kesey's delivery was on the money. You know, I think Stafford and Burnsy had two. They actually got too much on them in the first half. I think if they'd have glanced at it a bit more, we could have maybe had two goals up in the first half. But credit to Coleraine, they came here. You know, they've been on a good run. I think it was 13 unbeaten or something, or 11. They're on a good run, and they made it hard for us. You know, but the most important thing was obviously the 3 points. And we're, as defender, I'm absolutely delighted to get a clean sheet.
Mark Stafford had a header just went over the bar in the first half. So you and him are a good partnership in defence and in attack.
I think no matter who plays centre defence or anywhere in defence at this club, they're going to be good players. You know, I think. Big Stafford's come in and taken his chance, and he's done rightly. You know, I think this is only like my sixth league game or something this year, so I'm not looking any far ahead. I'm just delighted to be in the team, and obviously today, you know, getting the goal and getting the win was the most important bit.
You must be pleased with your current form. You've come in and you've had a, you know, you're getting rave reviews from the supporters and the pundits.
You know, it's good to play well, but it's even better if you're winning, and we weren't. So. Personal performance just doesn't mean anything, you know. When you don't win, the most important thing is getting 3 points and but getting closer again to Crusaders.
After losing the four, what was the confidence and the mood in the changing room?
Look, I think in the four games, you know, the margin for error has been so small. You know, I think if we take our chances in games, you know, and especially in the Irish League, it's very very rare teams will keep clean sheets. And I think if you keep clean sheets with the strikers we have, and Beattie and Andy and young Paul and, you know, Burnsy and Kirk and stuff, we'll have goals in our team. It's just at the minute it's just a dry patch, but at the end of the day 1-0 is as good as 10-0, and today we're just delighted to get the win.
It's just great to get that losing run over and done with, isn't it? Now we can hopefully go on a run ourselves.
Yeah, you know, looking forward the next week now. You know, the main thing is next week is you get 3 points. Personally, and from me and big staff's perspective, we just didn't feel, you know, we were up to it today, and we kind of owed the boys one, and thankful enough that it was one of us that scored, turned out to be the winner. And we kind of gave the boys forward ahead something to look forward to, you know. And it's more of just building, you know, building on this game until the next game.
What were those conditions like out there? It was freezing in the stand, the wind was wild, it must have been awful to play in that sort of weather.
Yeah, you know, especially the first half, and I'm not making it because I looked like Bambi on ice, you know, it wasn't because I had a bad game, it was, you literally couldn't get out, and when you were kicking it forward, it was just coming straight back at you, and every time you ran the push up, it was either going back over our heads or they were on the attack again. So for 45 minutes, we didn't really get a breather.
You yourself got the Man of the Match award today. You must be pleased with that.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I'm pleased with the Man of the Match. Yeah, but I don't know who ever picked it. I don't know if he was watching the same game I was. I thought Jimmy Mulgrew was absolutely outstanding today, and I actually said to him in the showers, I said. Once I get this, I'm going to make a presentation back to you. But no, as I say, I'm delighted, obviously. I think it's my first one I've got, but Stephen actually just told me I got another one, which I didn't know of. So I'm just delighted to receive the trophy, and as I say, the most important bit was 3 points.
It's great for the manager to get, you know, today's win, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, you know, I think for any, you know, regardless of who, whatever manager is in the world, you know, if you get a 3 points and a clean sheet, the manager's happy. You know, I don't think the performance was great today from ourselves, but at the end of the day, we'd still enough chances again to win 2-3-4. But if you take one of your chances and the other team don't take theirs, then you win the game.
Great for the supporters to send them all home happy today on such a bitterly cold day.
Oh yes, you know, last week, the turnout last week for what it was unbelievable. You know, and obviously it was a disappointing result last week, but today, thankfully, we were able to get the 3 points, and we'll move on now to next week.
Coleraine came back strong, and it took a great save by Ross near the end there to keep that clean sheet, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, Ross has been making them saves all year. You know, he's well capable of it, and we know how good he is. But the the Coleraine haven't went on a run of 13 games unbeaten for nothing. You know, they're a good side and they're going to be hard to beat, and they will be up there around the end of the year.
Ballinamallard's already won here at this ground, so they'll be full of confidence coming here next Saturday, won't they?
Yeah, you know, I think when teams come here, that you know, they see the pitch and the how good the stadium is coming on, and it's a relish. And you know, if I was at a different club and I was coming here, I would relish playing on that pitch. So yes, I think all teams look forward to coming here, and you know, hopefully we can just get the 3 points next week again.
Well done, Jimmy, your first goal of the season, and hopefully there's a good few more to come over the coming weeks.
Thank you, Ali. Cheers.